The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 23 and verse 39 to 43. One of the criminals hanging there threw insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The other one, however, rebuked him, saying, "Don't you fear God? Here we are all under the same sentence. Ours, however, is only right, for we are getting what we deserve for what we did. But he has done no wrong." And he said to Jesus, "Remember me, Jesus, when you come as king." Jesus said to him, "I tell you this, today you will be in paradise with me." On a hill called the Skull, we hear this second word from the cross. And it is indeed another word of grace. Jesus forgave the Roman soldiers who wielded the hammer and the nail. He forgave them even in the very moment they drove the nails through his flesh, severing his tendons, scraping his nerves. Jesus, our Lord, graciously forgave them. Now the three men have been nailed to three crosses. The heavy wood, made much heavier by human cargo, has been hoisted and dropped into three holes normally used for this gory, undignified ceremony. Can you see Jesus there on a cross between the two convicted and condemned men? The three men share a brief conversation through their agony. One of the condemned men insults Jesus with the same sarcasm Jesus had been hearing all day. The second rebukes this joker and sincerely appeals to Jesus for mercy. The former can only envision a physical salvation in the moment here and now, and the thought that Jesus could pardon and spare him is to him a joke. But the latter, the second man, understands that this cross and this day is not the final act. "Remember me, Jesus, when you come as king." And again, Jesus offers grace. Here he is in his deepest agony, and yet from the cross he offers grace. He requires no more of these condemned men than a simple, heartfelt plea and the admission that Jesus is Lord. God's grace is great. Were God's grace a sound, it would be louder than the strongest rushing wind in a howling hurricane. Were God's grace a rock, it would dwarf the most immense of towering mountains. Were God's grace a constellation in the sky, it would outnumber the untold billions of stars. God's grace is eternal. And divine grace leaps into our finite world most profoundly in Jesus Christ. Wrapped up in the grace that Jesus gives from the cross is that same abundant pardon he gives to every disciple who betrayed him, who ran away to hide. This week, my pastor, Simon Pierre, my elder, my teacher from Rwanda, has reminded me that in the mysteries of God's grace, Jesus forgives before the sinner offends with prevenient grace. Jesus forgives the moment the sinner offends, and he forgives even after the offense. God's grace is love. Jesus says that he wants to be together forever with those wayward and headstrong disciples who abandoned him. He wants to be together forever with the Roman soldiers who mocked and flogged him and pierced his flesh. He wants to be together forever with criminals crucified beside him who ask him for mercy. He wants to be together forever in the Father's house with ordinary folks touched by his saving and sanctifying grace. Jesus wants to be together forever with you. He wants to be together forever in God's house with me. God is great. God can take this heavy cross, this symbol of torture, of violence and retribution, And God can transform it into an emblem of grace and love. So tonight, let's pray together. Remember us, Jesus, when you come as King. Let's pray it together. Remember us, Jesus, when you come as King. Amen.